Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, wherever you are. If you're an American, happy Thanksgiving. If you're an American abroad, happy Thanksgiving. If you're not an American, but you like the idea of Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. I'm very excited about having our good friend, our dear friend, Leslie Kossoff, long time member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of Executive Thinking, also Managing for Quality, also the Executive Field Guides, and her which are all about quality, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But right now, she's joining us as she where she lives, which is in Paris. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and to all of your listeners. Happy Thanksgiving.
Leslie, thank you for hanging out with us. Now, Thanksgiving Day in Paris, what's that like for an American?
Well, it depends. I don't have family here, and so for me, it's just another day. And because I have clients all over the world, unless they're paying attention to the fact that I'm American, uh-huh. I'm still getting emails, I'm still getting requests, nothing has changed.
You got deadlines today, right?
Absolutely, I do. And so this is actually a working day for me. And, you know, again, because I don't have family here, and my friends here, the American friends I have here, don't have family here. We're not doing a Thanksgiving thing.
Why don't you guys get together and whoop it up over there? What's wrong with you guys?
We talked about it, but they all have working days. And so we're going to get together over the weekend and do Thanksgiving.
Those pesky customers. What's wrong with those people?
Pesky customers, you gotta love.
Well, how hard is it to get a turkey, a good butterball turkey over there?
Well, you can't get a butterball, but man, you can get some great turkey here.
Can you really? And okay.
Yes, you really can. And not only can you get great turkey here, but at the butcher's, you can order a turkey and they will have rotisserie roasted it for you in preparation for your Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Yeah. So I'm glad to know that you're not going to have to eat a goose.
Oh, no. I'm seriously a turkey person. And the thing is, depending on where you go shopping, you can also find things like Ocean Spray cranberry sauce and the marshmallows to make the, the yam thing. And
the American is in France. That's pretty exciting because turkeys aren't from Europe, folks. There are no indigenous turkeys to France except for in Europe, except for some of the politicians, but
to be fair, there are lots of turkey politicians all over the world. So
that's too easy. So you guys are going to have your Thanksgiving this weekend.
Yes, we are. A bunch of us are going to.
Well, see, that's not
together.
Much different from a lot of people in America, because as our children get older and people have to travel, and you have the in-law traditions that added to your family. A lot of families celebrate Thanksgiving on different days other than just on Thursday.
Well, you know, and I'm a firm believer in being thankful. And so as far as I'm concerned, this is an ongoing celebration, and it shouldn't be assigned to a specific day. It's just the one day you get to really pig out while you're doing it. The one thing I miss, I have to say, the one thing I really, really miss about not being in the States is in my family, when I was a kid, it was always a tradition to wake up and watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And that I can't do.
You can't get an American channel over there to watch that parade.
But now this is the really strange part, and I get grief from everyone about this anyway. I don't own a television set.
Oh.
And so
Leslie, I wish I didn't know that about you.
So I watch the programs that I want to watch on Hulu and other ways of watching, But for something like the Thanksgiving Day parade, it doesn't.
Well, I know now. I know what I know now. I know what to get you for Christmas, right?
Oh, no.
Do you have room for a 60-inch?
Oh my God! Oh my God! Then I'm going to have everybody come over and watch football.
Exactly. No, that's the other thing. I mean, how can you have a Thanksgiving Day weekend without football, right?
Well, you know, but the problem over here is football is soccer.
I know. What's up with what's up with all that? But you used to live in England too. Now in France, I can imagine that American Thanksgiving is kind of a bemusement, but in England, it's a little bit of a sticking point, isn't it?
No, actually, July 4th is the sticking point.
Oh, that's the really sticking point.
Yeah, that's the real sticking point. They really like to pretend that one didn't happen, or they really downplay it and get slightly insulting. As far as Thanksgiving is concerned, actually, they adjust. They adjust very much so because
I got to take a quick break. Leslie Kossoff and I will be right back. She's an American in Paris on Thanksgiving.
And I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.